Is volunteering beneficial for everyone? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Puritinsky, Assistant Professor in the Graduate School of Social Work at Truro College, examines how some, but not all, older adults benefit from helping others.
Studies associate volunteering with improved mood, leading some to recommend volunteering to older adults who might be otherwise isolated. But the research has a few problems. It's hard to determine whether the mood boost comes from the pro-social aspect of volunteering, from helping others, or from the social contact that these activities typically provide. Secondly, we don't know whether people who are generally happier tend to volunteer, or whether volunteering contributes to being happier. The research has shown correlation, not causation. Third, we hypothesized that volunteering helps some people, but not others, based on individual characteristics. In our study, we split older adults into three groups. One group imagined a pro-social activity, one group imagined a purely social activity, and the control group imagined a neutral activity. We found that only those who scored high on social responsibility, a measure of how much they valued responsibility towards others, experienced more positive affect in the pro-social condition compared to the social or neutral conditions. In fact, those who scored low on altruistic orientation, a measure of how connected you feel towards others, reported greater negative emotion when imagining a pro-social behavior compared to those who scored high on altruistic orientation. This study provides evidence that the benefits of volunteering are not just due to being around others, but that the act of helping may enhance mood. The other takeaway is that the benefit of pro-social behavior is connected to your value system and personality. If you don't value helping others or feel particularly connected to them, volunteering is not going to make you happier, and it may make you feel worse. People need to discover their own values and personality and choose activities that reflect these things to improve their mood.
That was Stephen Puritinsky of Truro College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.